unfortunately losing the game. Do you feel you've done enough and contributed enough in that game to have got a lot more than nothing?
I think so. I think we've just said in the dressing room we can't be scoring two goals at home and not getting something from it. I think the overriding factor of the night is one of disappointment because of the manner of their goals. They're preventable and they're poor goals from our point of view, all three of them.
In recent weeks, that has been completely stamped out as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, very much so. But like I say, tonight it's come back and it's bit us on the bum badly.
It certainly has. The second goal in particular, he's run 50 yards with the ball, hasn't he, unchallenged?
Yeah, very much so. And you know, you want somebody to take responsibility to close him down. Well, we knew that we had to keep him off his left foot, but then even the strike itself's not a wonder strike. You know, it's something, like I say, we could have prevented and should have prevented.
So in terms of the game itself, at 2-2, you still had chances. It was almost a toss of a coin for who was going to win that football match, and Brentford got it.
Well, you know, I have to say that, you know, we've gone toe-to-toe with them, and it did look like we were a little bit leggy at times, but we kept going, and the commitment and the effort of the players, you know, on the back of what they've been through the last month or so, has been first class again tonight. And like I say, the major disappointment was just the manner of the goals. We should have been or could have been out of sight first half with the chances that we had, and then we kept going in the second half again. I think Jordan's had a great chance when he's chosen to head it, but they never stopped. And Tom Kearney's had another great opportunity where he's got to be hitting the target and if not scoring, but you know, these lads never stopped and they never gave in. And, you know, like I say, the biggest disappointment tonight for us is the fact that we've scored two and not got anything out of the game. And the manner of the goal's just not acceptable. And we've just got to dust ourselves down now and get ready to go again on Saturday, because so far it's been a tremendous effort from them over the last couple of months.
You have to get on with it. I think I wrote down before kickoff that there's 8 first-team players at least who are not available to you at this moment
in
time.
Very much so.
Does that make it more difficult? Because as you say, there was one or two who might have been leggy second half.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we got disrupted with losing Marshy. He got a bad gash on his calf in the first half, and you know, he tried to give it a go second half, so he came off. But yeah, we're not in a position in too much to freshen it up. And like so I say, you know, we'll have a head count on Thursday morning and go again and give the same effort and hopefully just tidy up those, like you say, defensive lapses that have been apparent tonight.
Were there one or two players close tonight who didn't quite get changed?
No.
That's got to be a concern, hasn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Like I say, you know, Conor Mahoney played 90 minutes last night for the under-21s and he subbed tonight for us. That's where we're at this moment in time. But like I say, I can't fault the level of commitment that some of these lads are coming out and performing with, because even the 11 today have got bumps and bruises and knocks and what have you. But, you know, they give it everything again. And look, it is a game we possibly should have won.
Just a final one. A few disgruntled murmurs when Rüdiger Stead was taken off this evening. Gary, is that what you're paid to make the decisions and those big calls?
Yeah, very much so. You know, anybody that's seen Chris Brown's performances of late, you know, I think he's been fantastic for us. And it was just a fresh pair of legs up there to try and, you know, try and get them turned and try and build up a head of steam to try and win the game. It was as simple as that.